Hello, this is Stephen Childs, The Way of Fairness. You ever wonder why we can't talk religion and politics? Well, if you get to the root of religion and politics, they are about defeating the other side. So whenever you talk about these things in public, you're talking to people that are on the other side, and at the root of all this, our purpose is to defeat each other. And it's vicious. And the rules are that we're not supposed to talk about it to stop it. We're not allowed to stop this problem. Who is it that makes these rules? How did things become this way? Well, I think it's us. We made these rules. We made this world where people can't talk about religion and politics ourselves. Other people will argue that God created the various religions that are the cause of the problem. So they're saying they're blaming God, or they're blaming Satan or something. So if we have, the reality is that there is no God or Satan, and humans have made up these rules, then we just need to make up new rules that we're going to stop this unfairness that results from religion and politics trying to defeat each other. On the other hand, say there is a God, Satan, in our reality that is at the root of the problem, and you can blame Satan or you can blame God or both of them, whatever. You can blame all the gods you want and all the devils you want. But at the end of the day, it's us that are suffering from them. So my argument is that if there is God and Satan, gods and devils, and they are the root of the problem, well, let's not be stupid as humans. Let's stop the problem in spite of them. It's people taking sides with this religion, this political group, versus the others that create the unfairness. Now, if we were all to agree on not doing anything unfair in spite of all this pre-existing situation that we've been born into, if we can change the rules and everyone agree that we're not going to be unfair to anyone, no one is allowed to be unfair to anyone. So rich people are not allowed to be unfair to poor people, and poor people are not allowed to be unfair to rich people. The only thing that's going to stop this catastrophe, this ongoing catastrophe, is for everyone to agree we need to stop unfairness. People are taught that there's a God that loves them, and then when they die, they'll be in heaven with their family and so forth. And they just exist, their life is about their family, and they live for their family and their grandkids, and they don't get involved in the rest of the world. And they're believing this religious view that they're going to be together and everything's going to be fine in heaven. So the main thing is to stay in obedience to this God of the religion that is in a fight with the other religions. So which one of the religions is the one that's true? Is it just your religion that's true and all the other religions are not true? What if you're wrong? What if there is a God that loves everyone and wants us to be together in heaven, but then the idea got mixed up somehow, and so our religious stories are not working because we ended up fighting against each other, if there is such a God that loves us, and this God's not evil, then wouldn't this God want us to stop this problem of unfairness? God helps those who help themselves, right? Isn't that what we're told? So if you're going to try to say something about politics and religion, what's going to happen? You're going to be in a fight, right? Because people take sides on this stuff. Now, what is it about the other side that's wrong? Well, the other side's unfair to us, and they're going to take over, and we won't be able to have our own way of life. And they're thinking the same thing about you. So who's benefiting from this situation? You have people that are making money from warfare. You have wealthy people that are not being affected by this problem at all. And they're making a lot of money from the conflict. So we can have the people all understand what's going on, and all of us agree to stop unfairness. That's all we need to do. If the other religions and the other political groups were not unfair and were not capable of killing other people, then there wouldn't be a problem with religion and politics. But the fact of it is, the religions and the politics are out to kill each other and dominate each other. That's why we can't talk about it. So, the most important thing for people to do is to unite together and agree that we can't allow any unfairness to happen to anybody ever again. And, you know, that's like the ultimate good that we could create, and we're not going to be able to be completely fair to others all the time. All of us have been unfair to people, and we'll probably be unfair to someone today. But the idea is that we understand what the problem is now, and our unity to stop unfairness will bring about the power of goodness on planet Earth that has never been seen before. And if there is a good God, He will be proud of us.